T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, big deal, no big deal. So I don't know how much you follow this story. This is the TMZ stuff that I kind of like. Gisele Bündchen, Tom Brady's ex-wife. Would you like her to be called Tom Brady's ex-wife, or do you want us to use her full name?
I think you should refer to me as the ex-Brady.
You know, because if you don't like Gisele, you call her, or you use Tom Brady's ex-wife, right? You hold a grudge against her, like she was the problem.
Ooh.
She broke up the whole, she was so mean and nasty and so, like, you know, controlling that she forced Brady out of New England.
The guy wins in Tampa, and she says, "Are you done?" And he's holding the trophy.
She stole our line.
God dang.
All right, so she did an interview with the New York Times, Gresh.
That's where you got it from.
So, exactly. No, it wasn't. It would be funny, though, if we could get her saying, "Are you done?
That would be
Are
funny.
You done?"
We could probably pull that off, that NFL great. Film audio.
We should look into that. All right, so she, the most important question, right, the whole, like, she's having an affair with her jiu-jitsu coach was, did she cheat on Tom Brady? She flat out says, that is a lie. Okay, that's the first thing. But here's the part that is part of big deal, no big deal today. Quote, in response to the whole cheating accusations, quote, "This is something that happens to a lot of women who get blamed when they have the courage to leave an unhealthy relationship and are labeled as being unfaithful." She continues on in the interview. "They have to deal with their communities. They have to deal with their family. Of course, for me, it just happens to be a little bit amplified." So big deal, no big deal. She's calling her relationship with Brady unhealthy.
I think it's no big deal because I kind of think she's right. I do. From this end, you and I were sitting here, 2 years ago, right?
Yep.
We were sitting here when Brady unretired. And what was the reaction? His wife's leaving him now. It's the first reaction most people had. Oh, he's losing her now. Because he retired, and then he teased her, and then it was, "Oh, I can't help it," and come back. They were already strained because he was basically a football player first, and then to her, whatever she needed second.
So you don't see the unhealthy relationship part being a dig at Brady?
No.
Like throwing shade at him? Like, "Hey, listen, I was the perfect wife. I did everything right. This guy was never present. I had to travel all over the world. I was always on his schedule. He was disconnected.
Well, she
he
can
wasn't
be,
loving. She he can, wasn't nurturing.
She can be a part of the unhealthiness in that relationship. That's why I think terming it that way is a surprise to no one. Because I know that Brady is very good with his kids and is very much out there with his kids. But isn't Tom Brady's first sort of
love
his
football
his
career
football, yeah,
absolutely. And I would say, welcome to the club, lady.
Well, that's the
I
problem.
Would say welcome to the club.
See, and the other thing too is now when a normal professional athlete has a wife that isn't a supermodel and have their own money and have their own career and have their own ambitions, when there are a lot of coaches' wives are very subservient, sounds bad, but they go along to get along. They know what they're signing up for. They know they're going to move.
You got
to
be very transient. Exactly. You're never anywhere in one spot longer, you know, too long.
When you have the celebrity wife who's used to saying, no, I'm going to go to this. I'm going to go to house number three.
Yeah, we're going to Sao Paulo.
Right.
I want to go to Carnaval.
I'm going to go to the chalet in the Alps.
Yeah, what do we can't holiday right. in September? What is that about?
Even pro athletes aren't making decisions like that.
Yeah, you don't celebrate your birthday?
Right. There's a little bit more of a level jump there, I think, right. in dealing with Giselle.
Okay, no big deal. Yeah, okay, so listen, I'm going to shoehorn this one in here regardless of the time, so just be patient with me, because I didn't realize Kias and Hyundais are, like, popular cars. Like, people love those cars so much that they're stealing them at a record clip in the state of Minnesota.
What?
Did you? No.
Do they
because they're very easy to steal.
I was just do they have catalytic converters on that thing?
In 2020 and 2022, okay, and Minnesota saw close to, now we're not talking about an old Hyundai, right? We're talking about a new car. Saw close to 3,330 reported thefts of Kias and Hyundais, which represents an 836% increase in Minneapolis and a 611% increase in St. Paul over the previous year. So what's happening now is Minnesota Attorney General Keith Ellison is basically going to say, well, you know what? Kids are stealing these cars, but it ain't their fault. So he says that the car manufacturers have to do a better job of making it harder to steal cars.
We've also got to go upstream. We've got to make sure that the automobiles are not so easy to steal so that they're a tempting, attractive nuisance for young people. And, you know, right now we are investigating two major automakers because their cars are dramatically too easy to steal.
Listen, big deal, no big deal. Attorney General of Minnesota, Keith Ellison, blaming car makers for car theft.
I think maybe some smart folks have found some hacks here. I really do.
And whose fault is that?
I mean,
honest to God, this is a big deal.
I blame the phone company.
You blame AT&T.
It's absurd. No, I did not point the finger at one phone company. Phone companies. Oh, I got
it. So the attorney general is saying, hey, car manufacturer, listen, it's not the kids' fault that they're stealing cars. You're making it too easy and enticing. It's so easy for them that they can't resist because it's so easy to grab a Kia.
Well,
a Kia Soul.
Is there how they're stealing it, though, Christian?
It's like with smartphones or something.
They are stealing
isn't it?
Them. They were stealing them with phone chargers. They were popping the cover off the ignition, and it was perfect to fit like the USB-C or the lightning cable or whatever it was.
That's wild.
In it, and they started it. People were posting themselves on TikTok stealing cars 2 years ago.
Okay, listen. Okay, fine. There used to be a way, the older models, to literally just, if you got in the car that was unlocked, rip the wires out of the car, cut them, and then put them together, and it would start the car. But they didn't blame the car manufacturers for the wires being easily accessible.
Well, I think, doesn't it feel like technology run amok in a way? Like all the way around, whether it's the phones, whether it's the cars. Like now, you know, what happened to the day when I can put a key in the door of my Dodge Charger?
Why can't you just put one of those steering wheel locks in there? Get those old school.
The club?
The club or the claw, whatever they used to call it.
No, the club. Yeah.
I used to have one for my piece of crap car, but I didn't realize that nobody wanted to steal the damn thing anyways. It didn't matter.
Some of those are also easy to take off because the ones that stick to the windshield, if you turn the heat on, it takes the adhesive off, and you can just pop the thing off steering.
I like the thing that was the club would like jam the wheel, but people figured out ways around it. I mean, there's a lot you can do with a straight-edge screwdriver to kind of break
stuff. See, the thing is that the other problem is that, you know, the attorney general is basically saying, hey, listen, we have a video camera of one of our, of kids stealing this car, going on a joyride, getting into an accident. And if it wasn't so easy to steal, none of this would have happened.
Well,
so we're going to force you to recall all these cars and make it more difficult for them to steal it.
The 570 says, I own a Hyundai. There's an active recall to steal certain models with a USB. It's all over TikTok. So they have like a recall on them.
No, I'm fully aware of that.
But
it still is not the attorney general's business to tell the car manufacturers you screwed up so badly, they realize there is a hack. fix it or we're going to come for you.
We don't know what the hell's going on out there. Weren't they the city in 2000 that defunded the police, and by the end of 2021 we're like, no, let's get their money back.
I was kidding.
Right, yeah. There's all kinds of stuff going on.
I just thought that may be nuts. That's a sign of the times more than big deal, no big deal, but that's it.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.